units have reopened and they are welcoming women in labour. Both units had to be temporarily closed after problems with each of the buildings. And Joe, as I say, Joe Banks is the Women's and Children's Care Group Director at Shrewsbury and Telford Hospitals Trust. Let's look at Ludlow first. What was the problem there?
Well, they were both separate issues in terms of Shrewsbury and the midwifery-led unit at Ludlow. Your listeners will probably know, Eric, that the community hospital at Ludlow and the midwifery-led unit is over 400 years old. It was built in the 16th century, and it's a real privilege to provide services from the building, but with that comes the challenge of maintaining it. And year on year, we've had structural engineers and health and safety assessments of the building, and we knew that there would come a time where we felt that we couldn't really guarantee its safety. And unfortunately, that happened this year. You can't unknow that information. I mean, it might be okay today or next week, but we couldn't.
There comes a time, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's been fixed.
In terms of the building, no, we can't continue to provide services out of the midwifery-led element. The Community Trust, Shropshire Community Trust and NHS Properties have very kindly found us some space in the main building, which is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the moms have always enjoyed having their babies at Ludlow, so to be able to continue that local service within the main building is absolutely fantastic.
So is that a temporary fix or is it going to be a permanent thing?
At the moment, over the next year, it'll be a fix for now, but as we all know, the NHS is changing year on year, so I hope today and, you know, for months to come, we will continue to provide
So it's up and running again in Ludlow?
Up and running today.
Okay. What about Shrewsbury? You've had problems there as well.
We've had problems in Shrewsbury as well, which is coincidental. A different problem in terms of, again, we've got a building that was built in the 60s.
It was getting a bit tatty, wasn't it?
Yeah, shabby.
It's tired. I think you're right.
That's a nice word.
It's a polite way of putting it.
I was going to say knackered, but I think tired is probably nicer.
I think that, you know, I would agree with both of those terms.
I'm sure you would, yeah.
And, but it's getting tired. And again, we have to maintain the building. And one of the key issues for Shrewsbury is around its heating. So we'd had a few problems in terms of boilers and heating, and so the engineers have been in and sorted it out. And I had a call yesterday because it came up to the wire, and I said, I can't go on the radio and say it's not open. So I'm really pleased to say that both of the midwifery-led units are open today.
Right. Because as you go into the Royal Shrewsbury one, there's the maternity unit on the left. That's still closed, isn't it? That big building on the left as you go down from the main road.
The very large building where we moved all of the services out of, that's gone, Princess Royal.
Then straight ahead, you've got the midwifery-led unit there, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Is this to do with money?
No, not in this instance at all. I mean, often things in the NHS are about money, but not in this instance. This is purely about the quality and safety of services for our ladies in Shropshire.
So, good news, Shrewsbury and Ludlow, operational as of today.
Absolutely delighted to tell you, yes.
Oh, that'll be good, because one of our people here at his partner's
She's overdue by 10 days now. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So just waiting for Ludlow, for Shrewsbury to open.
We'll welcome her.
There you will.
So just coming back to Shrewsbury a minute, I mean, you've openly said that it's looking a little bit tired, bless. Yeah. So it does obviously need some work doing on it then. Is that planned at all? Is that going to be looked at?
In terms of Shrewsbury, there's always planned work. So that's an ongoing piece of, you know, programme of work around Shrewsbury. So that will never stop. But similarly, you know, in our other midwifery-led units, it's always something that we're looking at, you know, year on year, because they are old buildings, beautiful as they are in Shropshire. You know, they are old buildings and we've got responsibility to maintain them.
Well, good news that it's all happening again in Ludlow and in Shrewsbury. Jill, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Harry.
Thank you. Jo Banks, Women and Children's Care Group Director at the Shrewsbury and Telford Hospitals Trust.